Joining us in the studio this morning is Dr. Jenny Delfs and Patty Doherty.
Good morning.
Who's also a nurse. So you know what's coming. We're going to talk healthcare. And this is a particularly important one because we're starting a program here through both Patty and Jenny. I'll tell you about it. But anyway, it's about cervical cancer screening and contacting. So I was interested to see that cervical cancer is the easiest female cancer to prevent with regular screening and follow-up. So what are you doing to make that even easier?
Well, cervical cancer screening is a Pap test, and there's this Greek guy in the 1950s, Greek doctor, who got his name put on this test, and luckily I don't have to say Papanalico test. But
good job.
It's a good job. But it's the Pap test is a test to look for cervical cancer and for a precancer. So it's one of the rare cancers where I can screen for what you don't have yet, and with treatment, keep you from getting it. And there's not many cancers we can do that with. Mm-hmm. So the only barrier is to get people in to do the screening.
Now, to make the point, Patty, you've done a lot of work over the years in Guatemala. Share with us what the problem there is.
Well, we often see women come in with terminal cervical cancer because they do not have a screening program that's advanced as we are here in the United States. And so these women come in when it's a disease in process, and then the treatment is prohibitive and oftentimes not successful.
So if it is preventable, and if it's preventable by having a Pap test, how are we going to get people to come in and get that?
Well, they need to come in and make an appointment and get the test. And there are a lot of reasons people don't want to do it. I mean, it involves putting something called a speculum inside your vagina, and that feels very invasive for some women. But the good news is we used to recommend that people do this on an annual basis for good screening, and now we understand cervical cancer even better, and we know that every three-year screening is what is necessary now, only every 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so in an effort to remind women, because every 3 years is a hard thing to remember, annual is easier, we are trying to beef up our recall system.
Now, how is that going to work?
So we have sent out, because we have electronic health records now, yay, we have done a report that has given us all the women within a certain age range, which is age 24 to 64, 65, who have not had, or that we have no record of them having a Pap test in the last 3 years. And we've tried to choose people with a zip code of that is in Cook County so that we're getting our patients, if possible. And we're sending them letters and saying, it looks like you're due. You know, let us know if you'd like to schedule, if you've already had this done elsewhere. And we can still track it, and we could get a report on our chart to keep our records up to date for you. Or if you would like us to just leave you alone. Basically, that's what the letter says.
those are their options. But yeah. But that screening every 3 years is recommended for women between the ages of 21 and 65 and should be done.
So once you get these responses and you get them collated, however, electronically, and this kind of, then you're in a position to remind women 3 years hence.
Right, when they're due. Mm-hmm. And help people get the screening done in the right interval. To be honest, to be as good as the vet is in sending us reminders for when the dog needs
right.
to come.
Dentists are good at that,
the
too.
Dentists are good, too. Yeah. And this is the first time we've used our electronic medical record at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic for a larger patient population, like all the women in this age group. We've used it to track smaller groups like diabetics for when they're due to come in. But
now, if they've got any questions about this, even before they get their letter in the mail, the clinic number is 387-2330, or up at Grand Portage, 475-2235. You can call and find out more information on this. You explained what the process is, but it doesn't take very long, does it?
No, the test itself takes maybe 2-3 minutes.
Okay.
And again, it's just every 3 years. I should mention another barrier that some women have is paying for this, and this clinic is participating in the SAGE program, where we can, if you meet income guidelines, we can get you this test for free.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So finances shouldn't be a barrier. If you have concerns about what the test entails, we can talk about it. But mostly what I want to push is that we need to get it done.
It's okay. A disease that's preventable, and we should be doing a better job.
And if you don't get a note from Patty and Jenny, you can call and set that information up. But you, again, 21 through 65 are the age.
We used to screen women a lot earlier, and we know now that we know more about this, about cervical cancer, and that's caused by a virus. And most women will be in contact with this virus when they become sexually active, and their immune system manages it in a course of 1 to 4 years. And if we screen during that time period, we do too much testing. We do too much intervention for young women. So now the screening recommendation is 21. So that's changed since I started being a doc and doing pap smears, and that's been hard for me to get used to. And then we know if you had normal pap smears before 65, we don't need to keep screening you after 65.
Okay. Well, so I guess the word is women between 21 and 65, watch your mailbox. And yeah. if it doesn't show up.
And if our information is incorrect, help us make our registry something that we're not bothering the wrong people. Right. I mean, if you're getting your care someplace else, let us know that. We're just looking to make this a registry. We can call the right people and help them get this done when they need it.
Good. And as they always say, you know, an ounce of prevention, it sounds like that's just about what it is.
Exactly.
Good idea. Thank you both, Patty Doherty and Jenny Delfs, for sharing that information with us. And if you need to come back and jiggle people a little bit more, let me know.
We'll let you know. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.